This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Trump administration sent termination notices to 3,400 U.S. Forest Service employees last Friday, including 360 U.S. Forest Service employees in Montana. The Federal Office of Personnel Management also told agencies to dismiss probationary employees. That's any employee within the first year of service in the U.S. government, as well as employees that come on under the Veteran Hiring Authority who are hired under a two-year probationary period. There are currently 5,700 probationary employees for the USFS, 2,700 of whom are firefighters or law enforcement officers. With the mass firing, probationary employees were offered the so-called fork in the road, a deferred resignation. But then the federal directive was to terminate probationary employees and that they would not be eligible for the deferred resignation program. Those that did opt to take deferred resignation had that option taken away from them and are terminated immediately. A landowner in the Yak River Valley in northwest Montana has placed a 40-acre conservation easement on her family's homestead as a way to preserve a migration corridor for one of the smallest grizzly bear populations in lower 48 states. Located along the Yak River between the communities of Troy and Yak, the site includes the Yak River's confluence with Meadow Creek, making it a natural movement area for wildlife, including members of the isolated Cabinet Yak grizzly bear ecosystem. Wayne Casworm, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist who has led grizzly recoveries in the Cabinet Yak since 1983, says, "It's only in the last decade or so that we've started to see movement of grizzly bears from the Yak to the Cabinet Mountains and vice versa, with a recent detection of gene flow in both directions. When it comes to easements and protection of private lands, we talk about things that outlive those of us that are here now. That's an important thing for wildlife going forward," says Casworm. Girded by the Purcell Mountains and extending from Montana's northwest corner into British Columbia, the Yak is home to an estimated 25 to 30 grizzly bears, one of the smallest enduring populations south of Canada. Conserving habitat in movement areas like Meadow Creek maintains an open, connected landscape, Casworm says. For the Yak's grizzlies, the population's long-term survival depends on increasing its genetic diversity through breeding with bears from other areas. With a recent uptick in grizzly movement between the Yak and the Cabinet Mountains to the south, conservation of habitat linkages provides resilience for wildlife against the backdrop of numerous climate impacts and region-wide development pressures. Beyond grizzlies, the Meadow Creek area also provides habitat for bull trout and Canada lynx, species listed as threatened by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as numerous other native fish and the region's full suite of fauna, from wolves and wolverine to moose, elk, black bears, and mountain lions. A Minnesota investment company, Roars Companies, has plans to build 145 low-income housing tax credit apartment units in Bozeman. David Fine, Bozeman Urban Renewal Program Manager, said there are 7,500 households at or below 60% of the area median income. These units target that population with housing that's very necessary for our community, Fine says. The proposed project is at 8553 Huffine Lane on 3.3 acres of land near the urban farm. Roars Companies is applying for a 4% low-income housing tax credit that allows for public comment to determine if the project meets the community's housing needs. A public hearing was held for the proposed project last Tuesday during a city commission meeting. No public comments for or against the project were given. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.